to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On Friday, we learned that the United States received a downgrade by one of the credit rating agencies. Not so much because they doubt our ability to pay our debt if we make good decisions, but because after witnessing a month of wrangling over raising the debt ceiling, they doubted our political system's ability to act. The markets, on the other hand, continue to believe our credit status is AAA. In fact, Warren Buffett, who knows a thing or two about good investments, said, if there were a quadruple A rating, I'd give the United States that. I and most of the world's investors agree.
That's the president speaking about Standard & Poor's decision to downgrade the credit rating of our country. And that's where we start, the downgrade of our credit. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend the next hour with me as we talk politics, we talk our nation, we talk reality. From MSNBC, Chuck Todd talked to former RNC Chairman Michael Steele. Also from USA Today, Susan Page and former Congressman Robert Wexler about the president's comments.
There's a lot of hand-wringing going on with some supporters of the president dealing with this downgrade. Here's what Maureen Dowd writes. Barack Obama blazed like Luke Skywalker in 2008, but he never learned to channel the force, and now the Tea Party has run off with his lightsaber. The dissonance of his promise and his reality is jarring. Behind the scenes, I can tell you a lot of Democrats going, they just want him to do something, see something. You heard Terry McAuliffe on here earlier saying, bring Congress back. Do something to respond to this.
Well, the president does, in fact, need to show extraordinary leadership qualities. The American people are thirsty for leadership, and he uniquely can provide it. But don't write this president off. The president's message is still the correct one, which is we have to create jobs. Jobs, in fact, will bring down the deficit. Cutting the deficit won't create a single job. And that is, in essence, at this point, the president's message. Now, he's got to build infrastructure. He's got to get those construction jobs back, and he's got to give the American people confidence. Just weeks ago, we saw an incredibly confident president with respect to the killing of Osama bin Laden. Right. He needs to bring that same intensity with respect to the economy and the downgrade.
Michael Steele, in S&P's note, it was a hit on Republicans, too, this idea that there's intransigence here, mm-hmm. that they can't bring it together, the issue that taxes can never be on the table, and that was among the reasons S&P right. used. So, in many ways, channeling the president's talking points, even as the president was right. upset with the downgrade. Well, what's the message of Republican leaders on that?
Well, I think the message is for Republican leaders that you can't just say everything's on the table and not put everything on the table. To be an honest broker in this debate means you're going to have to look at the revenue side and do it in a way, as Mr. Boehner was preparing to do with the $800 billion that he had proposed, to look at those areas of the tax code and elsewhere that allow you to do that without raising the rates on individuals. I have a problem with S&P as a bond lawyer for close to 20 years, watching them engage politically in something that is well beyond their scope and purview. Where were they when all of this was beginning to happen many years ago? So a lot of folks in Congress are looking at S&P going, so what is your political agenda and why are you getting involved at this level? And so it's a mixed message coming out right now.
And Susan Page, that's the confusion for a lot of people like you and I who are not bond lawyers. Don't deal with this for sitting there going, well, S&P says this. But it was, it seems, that they decided to channel their inner Charlie Cook and Sue Rothenberg rather than just looking at the numbers.
Well, true. And as the administration has been quick to point out, a $2 trillion math mistake, apparently. I don't know. $2 trillion seems like a lot of money to me. Maybe it does or not to Standard & Poor's. But it is hard to argue with their general conclusion that Washington isn't working, that it's dysfunctional, and that the biggest problems facing us on the fiscal front, which is the growth of these entitlement programs, not dealt with in this debt deal.
Terry McAuliffe said President ought to bring Congress back. Would you do that? Is that what you tell Bill Daley this morning? Call him up and say bring Congress back?
As long as the president has got a list of programs, a list of ideas,
don't
big
just bring
ideas
them back.
To push. Right.
Yeah.
Don't just bring them back for the sake of bringing them back. But what I think the president should not be afraid of at this point is actually making big ideas, making the big push, and then have Congress not do it. That's okay, too. Because
it's funny you bring that up. I've heard this criticism of him that they're almost too afraid of losing a fight, so they back off so that they just figure out how to get a minor victory.
I think President Clinton was the master at creating the dynamic where he wins, whether he wins or loses. And that's the dynamic that now the president alone can create, and he should seek to create it.
More opinions and reaction to the S&P downgrade next on the Countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear, belongings you can't live without.
It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Ground purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Talk radio in review. Talk television focusing on the downgrade from Fox. Steve Ducey, Gretchen Carlson, and Brian Kilmeade talk to Donald Trump. Trump doesn't think much of S&P, and he thinks the downgrade had more to do with their own agenda than about America's credit.
S&P has downgraded the United States of America from AAA, which we've been since 1917, to AA+.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I know Standard & Poor's. I know a lot about them. I've watched them over the years. I've watched them do a terrible call on the mortgage market. I watched the guy, Mr. Chambers, in here. He looks like an arrogant guy. And I've watched Beers. Beers is another one I've been watching, whoever he is. He's another S&P guy. And obviously, I'm no fan of Obama, and what's happening to this country is horrible. But these are arrogant guys that sat in a room, and they had no reason to do what they did. And so we are certainly not doing well. But if you notice, during trouble, they're all investing. Every country all over the world, they're putting, what are they going into, Eric? In treasuries, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So
right.
They did this. They're having a lot of fun at our expense. And what I really sort of scoffed at was they said, if you balance the budget, if everybody got together, the Democrats, the Republicans, Obama, if he got them into a room, which he should, and got them all together, we did a balanced budget, everything perfect, would you change your mind? And basically the answer is no, I wouldn't. And it's from 9 to 18 years.
Can I tell you, Donald, though, he did kind of dance around that question. I asked it 3 times, waiting for him to answer it. He danced around it. I'll be perfectly honest with you, and this is important. The cameras went off. He stood up. I shook his hand. I said, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but if we had a balanced budget amendment, would you have downgraded us? And he said, well, no, I guess not, because that would have, you know, signal going forward fiscal responsibility. Yeah. But why not do it on camera? Why not get out there and tell us?
I could just see these guys sitting in their little office on Wall Street or wherever their office is, right, saying, we're going to take down the United States.
Well,
I mean,
why would they do that, Donald?
Because they want the publicity, because they want to restore their reputation.
They would do that for publicity?
Gretchen, yeah, they love it.
Look what's going to happen to Wall Street today. Look what's going to happen to people's 401k. You're saying that these people sat in a room and said, let's do this for
the
fun of it?
These guys in the world right now. This guy's on your show. You'd never have him. By the way, if he just extended, he wouldn't be on your show. So all of a sudden, and you know, the other rating agencies, they kept it. Now, you know, that doesn't mean they're going to. But that's a business. They're a public company. They're not doing very well. They made some horrible, horrible bets. I would imagine they're being sued all over the place for those bets. I hope they are. But they should not have done, in my opinion, what they did.
Well, and ultimately now, do you think part of their rationale is maybe we can force all the players to the table in Washington and they'll finally do something?
No, I don't think that's their rationale. I think they're having a good time at everybody's expense. I don't think they have any rationale. When you say to a guy, if we balance the budget with this great country and if everybody got along, when we say if you balance the budget and he said 9 to 18 years, he said that on other shows. Yeah. I think it's ridiculous.
Talk host Ray Dunaway here with Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch about what exactly the downgrade from S&P means.
I'm kind of getting mixed reviews on this. Some people are saying there were some mistakes in it, like $2 trillion. Some people were saying...
Carrie, that's like a little like sounding error, right?
Somebody else was saying, well, S&P is really not reading... You know, still, when you're looking for a flight to safety, the U.S. is probably a place you still would want to go. So what does this all mean? Jill, you explain it.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, you know, look, the downgrade itself should not be anything substantial. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be a good day in the stock market today, but S&P said, look, your politicians are fighting too much. They're not getting a real long-term debt deal in place. You've got a lot of debt, and it's increasing. And we're worried that because these guys are fighting, there's not going to be a solution. So that was the downgrade.
Yeah.
So we go from AAA to AA. Okay. Now, what does this really mean? There's probably going to be a lot more selling, but I don't think it's because the S&P downgrade. I just think that people are kind of freaked out. But if you look at last week, it was amazing. The market was going crazy on Thursday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Plunging. Yeah. And where did people go? They ran into U.S. Treasury debt.
Yeah.
In fact, we went below 2.5% on the 10-year, which is unbelievable. So that means that all these people who knew all the things that S&P was about to say didn't care. They said, we don't believe it. It doesn't matter. The flight to safety is still the U.S. So, yes, is it important because, gosh, after 94 years, we don't like to lose that? Yeah, I get that. But the problem is that when we look at this long term, the problems they identify are real.
Jill, do they take a look down the road? Because the one thing we talk about is raising the national debt. Maybe to by the time we're done with all this over the next 10 years, we're $20-something trillion, which is a lot of money, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they're also saying because of basically the obligations we have under Social Security and a number of other programs, it could be much higher than that as far as what we're on the hook for.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem, that we know that the problem really is not today. Today is not the issue, which is why the whole debt ceiling debate was sort of silly. Mm-hmm. The problem is 10 years from now. And that's what S&P is talking about. They're saying, look, you've got these huge programs. They're escalating. They're getting bigger and bigger. And there's no consensus among your politicians about how to attack that. You know, I got to tell you something. You talk to economists and you talk to anyone who really understands these ratings agencies, like I've done in the last couple of weeks, what they'll tell you is this. The ratings agencies are basically there to tell you, can the country repay its debts? And S&P is saying, of course, the U.S. is going to pay its debts. What they're also saying is, you guys are kind of dysfunctional. You can't come to a consensus, and that's going to be a problem down the road. Here's your wake-up call. And that's what they've done. And by the way, stocks are going to fall today. Don't panic. Please, please. You've got well-diversified portfolios. You're ready to go. Do not sell into this.
Right. Coming up, more finger-pointing in Washington about who's to blame. Anybody fixing the problem? We'll find out next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk of the nation, talk of the radio hosts and callers and folks being interviewed about the Standard & Poor's downgrade of our credit rating. Here's host Matt Murphy with Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama. They talk about those who are blaming the Tea Party for the problem.
How do you respond to some who have already come in? I want to play just a couple of clips back to back for you. This won't take long, but I want to get your response to the way the Democrats are trying to politicize this. This was over the weekend. One Senator John Kerry, and I believe he was on Meet the Press, and on Face the Nation, David Axelrod, former senior advisor to the President of the United States.
Is this a wake-up call to Washington?
Well, it's a partial wake-up call. I believe this is, without question, the Tea Party downgrade. This is the Tea Party downgrade because a minority of people in the House of Representatives countered even the will of many Republicans in the United States Senate.
I think, first of all, people are less concerned about that than where we go moving forward. But let's look at the history of this. The fact of the matter is that this is essentially a Tea Party downgrade. The Tea Party brought us to the brink of a default.
Now, that's just two, Mo, of a bevy of commentators calling this the Tea Party downgrade. This seems to be their talking point moving forward, correct?
Well, it is their talking point, and I heard it over the weekend. Quite frankly, I was disgusted by it. What has the Tea Party done? The Tea Party, a group of citizens around the United States, loosely organized, on their own have decided to try to save our country from an impending solvency and bankruptcy. Anyone with a twit of common sense can look at where we are headed as a nation and understand that the long-term results are not good. So the Tea Party has strictly been a voice of concern about spending that is out of control. Since Barack Obama has been in Washington, spending in that six-year period of time has gone up over 50%. It doesn't take a math major to be able to figure out what the cause of the problem is, but what the Democrats are doing, the White House is doing, and it's an orchestrated effort, they have to blame somebody. And so they've already been on a campaign since November of 2010 to demonize the phrase Tea Party. And this is a continuation of that demonization. But you know what? The Tea Party did not have a vote in Washington, D.C. They did not have a vote in causing this spending binge.
On CNBC, John Harwood with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner about the international reaction to this problem.
China said over the weekend that the United States has to cure its addiction to debt. What's your reaction, and are you worried that they're going to stop loaning us money?
Nothing, no, absolutely no concern about that. And they've been very strong, and I'm sure they'll be strong investors in the U.S. going forward, as will investors around the world. I'm very confident in that. But, again, there's no surprise that the U.S. has a long-term and unsustainable fiscal position. We believe that. President believes that. That's why he's been fighting so hard to bring people together to start to deal with it. We have some time to deal with it. We can't solve it overnight. Don't need to solve it overnight. It would be damaging, counterproductive to try to solve it overnight because we have an economy still healing from the crisis. But again, with bipartisan support on a strong, balanced, comprehensive long-term reforms to the tax system and entitlements, then we're going to emerge from this crisis much stronger in a very strong position.
In light of that, not wanting to solve it overnight, was it a mistake to have any spending cuts in the immediate fiscal year?
No, the near-term cuts in the budget, they're difficult cuts. They force the government to do what should do, which is to use the taxpayers' money more carefully and more wisely. But they have a very, very small effect on the economy near term. Now, we're going to make sure that we're extending the tax cuts in place now for average working Americans. We want to look to do more things to help improve investment incentives, strengthen infrastructure so we can build the country, expand export growth. There's more things we can do for the economy now that we can afford. And, you know, of course, we need Congress to step it up and do those things.
You mentioned problems in Europe where they have a full-blown debt crisis. What are you telling Germany, France, and our allies as you consult with them about what's going on here and there? What do they need to do, and is there a need for a coordinated global response?
Well, you know, I've been very close with them, John, throughout this period of time, as has been the president, and certainly over the weekend, and we've had any more time the next couple of days talking to them. And I think, you know, what they face is a very difficult challenge. They need to make sure that there's stronger economic growth, that those governments are getting their fiscal house in order, they strengthen their financial systems, and they're undertaking some very, very tough, very difficult, politically tough reforms.
Coming up, the next GOP debate and the Iowa straw poll, they're on their way. We'll shift the focus to presidential politics next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Thermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol. Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Daily Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Second half hour starting out with attention to the 2012 presidential race. From Fox, Jenna Lee here with Carl Cameron, reporting from Iowa, about the candidates preparing for this week's debate.
It's a big, big week for the GOP field with a debate set for Thursday in the Iowa straw poll this weekend. Candidates are busy shaking hands, getting in as much face time as possible with voters out there. Chief political correspondent Carl Cameron is in the center of all this action in Ames, Iowa. Carl?
Hi, Jenna. Well, you know, Rick Santorum today said that the person responsible for the debt downgrade is the one occupying the White House as an incumbent. Mitt Romney said that essentially President Obama is engaging in a blame game, finger-pointing situation rather than actually dealing with solutions. And for the Republican candidates, it's all about getting President Obama out of the White House. And this has been described as perhaps the most important week of the campaign thus far because of the debate and straw poll that's upcoming. The straw poll is a little complicated. It's an unofficial ballot, but there could be anywhere between 15,000 to 25,000 Iowans coming to the Iowa State University here in Ames, Iowa. This morning, two of the candidates, Rick Santorum and Tim Pawlenty, are both campaigning here. And both of them are going out of their way to explain to folks that, look, we'll pay your ticket. We'll provide you transportation. We'll give you a barbecue, if that's what you like. We'll have entertainment for you, live bands, air-conditioned tents, because this does take place, a large extent of it, outside. And raising expectations and exceeding them for the straw poll is key. Rick Santorum has been campaigning out here with his family of seven for the last couple of weeks, basically camped out in Iowa, trying to get a little bit of suspense going. And he acknowledges, as do a lot of the candidates, that the straw poll for them is an opportunity to get a little momentum, particularly those who don't have any. Listen to this candor.
I don't know what expectations are. I mean, I think if you look at the polls, expectations are not good. If you look at media coverage, expectations are non-existent. Our feeling is that, you know, as we finish out of the basement, we've done well, given the kind of coverage that we've gotten, and I think we'll do that. I think we'll do very well. I think we're going to do better than expectations here. I don't know what that means, but we're hoping to crack the top half, be in the top five.
cracking the top half is not going to win him the nomination, nor is it going to win the presidency, but it could keep his candidacy alive, particularly by reassuring donors that they can put up some money and that it'll be money well spent. That's in essence what all of these Republicans are hoping for, survival in the straw poll. Winning would be fine, but exceeding expectations shows positive momentum, and that's really what they're angling for, John.
Survival and putting those kids to work, Carl, right? Doesn't matter your age. You're putting them to work if you're Santorum. Handicapped it for us, though. Going into this weekend, Carl, I mean, who's going to win this thing?
Well, for weeks, maybe even months, folks have quietly whispered that Ron Paul, the Texas congressman, has run for president now twice before and really does very well in straw polls, probably had the advantage. That may have subsided a little bit, in large part, because of the buzz that Michelle Bachmann has been able to generate. She's born in Iowa, a congressperson from Minnesota right next door, sort of a favorite niece now, I suppose, and she's leading in some of the polls and has had a lot of attention. For her, she's expected to take first place, so anything short of that could be a bit of a setback. Ron Paul may have faded, so Paul and Bachmann are sort of competing for first place. Tim Pawlenty needs desperately to be in the top three. There's a saying in Iowa, there's three tickets out of this state, so the first in the nation primary in New Hampshire and South Carolina and beyond. If Pawlenty were not to make the top three, that could be devastating for him. Rick Santorum's actually hoping for fourth place, and Herman Cain, the businessman from Georgia, really faces a tough test. He broke out huge after the first two debates, scored well in a Des Moines Register poll, but in the last 5 weeks or so has been very quiet, save some mistakes and missteps. There's some concern amongst his supporters that this could be a bad straw poll for him, so it'll be a really big task.
From MSNBC now, Chris Jensing talks to analysts Michael Isikoff and Mark Murray about the straw poll in Iowa this weekend and which candidates need to do well to keep themselves in hope.
So you've got Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, all technically skipping this competition, although their names are on the ballot. Mark, what's at stake here? Who needs to make the strongest showing?
First on that list is Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota. He's had a bad string over the last several weeks, whether it was a tough fundraising report or a poor performance at a New Hampshire debate in June. And he really needs this a good showing in the Ames straw poll just to have some good news going into the fall
Michelle Bachmann, too?
Michelle Bachmann as well. She's the Republican front runner in Iowa, and a strong performance there she'll be able to maintain that title. But if she does have some vulnerability, that straw poll, it could seem that she has a chink in her armor there.
It was awfully interesting, Mark, reading the papers over the weekend, because it looks like her campaign is very closely calculating her appearances. The New Yorker says she is not allowed to be photographed in casual clothes. The New York Times said her handlers want to make sure that the crowds are nice and tight so that when the national media take pictures or get shots, it looks like she's got these big crowds. Is that just smart politics, or is it a little bit manipulative when you compare it to other campaigns?
Well, image is always important in presidential campaigns, and as you mentioned, the Bachmann campaign is taking a special attention to that. What I've been paying attention to is that when there is a very tough story about her, she continues to stay on script, doesn't want to get down into stories that might be damaging, and just has her eyes on the prize. Eventually, she's going to have some tough questions that will need to be answered, but for now, her campaign just keeps marching forward to Iowa.
Up next, we hear about one candidate who's not officially a runner yet, even though so many are talking about him, Texas Governor Rick Perry, in the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-lease items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Focus on the presidential race coming up next year, and a lot of talk about Texas Governor Rick Perry. I can't imagine a more dislikable or unlikable character running, but that's just me. Over the weekend, he attended to and spoke at a religious event called The Response, which is a prayer rally attended by, this year, about 30,000 people. In Texas, host Matt Patrick talked to Phyllis Schlafly about Governor Perry and whether his appearance this weekend was simply a political stunt.
There are those that would say that this was nothing more than a political ploy for the governor, that all he is trying to do is preach to the choir, as it were, and raise his national stature before he announces that he's running for president. Did you see it that way?
No, I think the country is in a really bad fix. We have a president who has bragged that he wants to fundamentally transform our country, and he's apparently doing a pretty good job of it. He's redistributing the wealth, as he told Joe the Plumber, and I think the country is in a fix. And so the president goes golfing, but Governor Perry wants to pray for a better deal, and why is anybody upset? I think that's a good idea.
The governor prayed for the president and his family, and I asked the question. I said, did you think that was kind of out of character, or did it surprise people that Governor Perry would pray for the president, considering the relationship that the state of Texas has had with this administration? What do you think about that?
No, that's right. Christians do pray for their opponents and their enemies, and I hope they will see the light and not give us any more trouble.
Talk host Marjorie Egan with Brian McGorry from the Boston Globe about Perry mixing politics and religion and how that's likely to factor into his probably presidential campaign. In other words, he's about to announce.
Rick Perry, who many people believe is going to be the dark horse that's going to come riding in and steal the nomination for president. He's a very popular guy in his home state. He's a good-looking guy. He's a charismatic guy. On Saturday, he was on the stage. You know, the big jumbotron was behind him before thousands of fellow Christians leading a prayer service. Here's what else Rick Perry had to say.
I love this country deeply. Thank you all for being here. Indeed, the only thing that you love more is the living Christ.
Okay, the only thing you love more than the United States is the living Christ. I want to know how you guys feel about this. This is really unprecedented, this sort of preaching to Jesus Christ, obviously Christianity, in the United States of America by a politician on a stage surrounded by thousands. What do you think about this? Do you think Jesus Christ, you know, Mr. Bachman, Dr. Bachman, Michelle's husband, thinks we can pray away the gay? Maybe Rick Perry thinks we can pray away the recession. I don't know, but that's what he seems to be implying. This makes me very uncomfortable. I don't like this one little bit. What do you think, Brian?
I mean, this is a little unsettling here.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, though. This isn't going to play well in the states that he would need to win
the
presidency,
not.
Right? I mean, this is going to play to the Republican base. So this isn't going to play well in Ohio. I don't think it's going to play well in Florida. I don't see what he gets out of this.
Well, here's what he could get out of this is that, you know, Mitt Romney is not exactly that dynamic of a candidate. He's positioning himself as the middle of the road, the reasonable Republican, correct?
Yes.
But if we go through three or four primary states and Mitt Romney is not doing spectacularly and Michelle Bachman does well in Iowa, we have a very evangelical heavy caucus out there in Iowa. Rick Perry does well in Iowa. Rick Perry does well in South Carolina. Rick Perry does well. Suddenly, he can, as a up-and-coming star, then he can move to the center with his message, can he?
And he can, but you know, today's news is dire financial trouble. You know,
right.
we look like we're going backward really, really fast here. And at a time when the economy is in turmoil, do you want the guy who's at a stadium and on a jumbotron down in Houston trying to pray our way out of it? Or do you want the executive who, you know, seems to have a plan, seems to have the background, knows how to create a job or two? I think all of the atmospherics going on here play well for Mitt Romney and don't play in Rick Perry's favor.
Do you want to have this sort of mix of old-style religion and politics anyway? I mean, is this something you want?
Right.
Someone that's running for office making such a blatant appeal to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? It's highly unprecedented. I mean, needless to say, if you're Jewish, if you are agnostic, if you are a Buddhist, if you're a Hare Krishna, if you're an atheist, you're left out of this prayer service because even though he invited everybody to come, the prayers were given in Jesus Christ's name, and many of the musical performers sang with Christian themes all about repentance and salvation. How do you feel about this kind of thing?
CNN's Carol Costello here with Casey Hunt from Politico.com and Paul Burka from Texas Monthly. They talk about other Republican candidates that are starting to follow Perry's religious lead.
Rick Perry supported this call to prayer, to pray for the country, to find a way out of its economic woes. You're in Iowa. It seems other Republican contenders are ripping a page from Rick Perry's book. Michelle Bachman is one. She's supposedly praying publicly.
Yeah, she is. I was on the trail with her last April, and she kept the praying mostly to herself or for church events. And now, a day or so after Rick Perry's massive prayer rally drew over 30,000 people, she was here yesterday in Des Moines doing a campaign event, and she did a very a lengthy and public prayer, and she prayed for the 30 American service members who were killed in Afghanistan. So it certainly was a fitting thing to do, but it was something that we have not seen her do often outside of a church setting.
Does it resonate with voters in Iowa?
Well, it certainly resonated last night with the folks who showed up to see her. And, of course, there's always extended discussions of how important the evangelical Christian vote is here in Iowa during the caucuses. And it's something that is very important at the very least to Michelle Bachman. It's the constituency that she's relying on. So for Rick Perry to get out there and do this very public, enormous event that's very clearly targeted at those voters, a group of people she previously had a monopoly on or a near monopoly on, that's something that's very risky and problematic for her presence.
Interesting. Okay, so let's get to you, Paul. You've been involved in Texas state government. You know everything there is to know about Rick Perry. One of the things that resonates is that he can create jobs. Since he's been in office, and this is according to the Wall Street Journal, more than 1 million jobs were created. 300,000 of them were government jobs, and more than half of those jobs created were in the public schools. Despite that, Democratic Texas lawmaker Lloyd Doggett is not a Perry fan.
Since Rick Perry has been governor, haven't we all had more reason to pray more often?
We need to get that message out to America, that we don't want America messed with the way Rick Perry has messed with Texas.
Now, Doggett says Texas has the highest percentage of people without health insurance, and that Perry claims that Grandma's Social Security is a crumbling monument to the failure of the New Deal. So, Paul, who is Rick Perry?
Well, Rick Perry is a man who grew up on a farm in West Texas. He had a difficult childhood. It was a difficult life for his parents. And he's always been able to tough it out, whatever he's done. I think the core of Rick Perry, if you know Texas, is that he was a Yale leader at Texas A&M. And that means that he is somebody who knows how to stir a crowd, who can bring excitement to a group. And at his core, I think that that's what he is. He's a guy who can lead a pep rally.
Up next, Afghanistan and this weekend's helicopter crash. That's on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's finish off the hour with a sad discussion about what happened in Afghanistan. Host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels here with CBS military analyst Mike Lyons about the latest news from the helicopter site where 31 American Special Forces troops and 7 Afghan soldiers were killed.
Military analyst from CBS Mike Lyons is on the line with us this morning to talk about the situation. And I guess, Mike, it pretty much is confirmed now that Chinook was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade.
That's what they're saying initially. I mean, they're going to do an extensive investigation. There's other theories about possibly some kind of improvised device, IED device, that could have been launched from the ground up to it. The thing about it is it seems as though that the contact happened after they thought the battle was over, so they thought everybody was gone from the battlefield at this point, and that's when the attack took place. So it's just a very morale-sapping, just a very difficult loss to take. I mean, commanders do expect losses, but this one was a very, very difficult loss over the weekend.
Now, from what I understand with reports, this mission was going in because of another squad or somebody was out there kind of stuck in a bad firefight, and this happens all the time.
It does, and we've flown thousands of these over the last few years. Army Rangers were pinned down. What's called a quick reaction force was the SEAL team. They had just basically, it was kind of their number. They were tagged to do it. They were on standby. They were called in, to go after what was clearly a very high-value Taliban leader, or a target there in that part of the world. You know, again, a different part of Afghanistan, also the eastern part, not the southern part where we had been fighting the entire battle, and I was shifted north and to the east for the surge troops right now. And so they were pinned down, and when the battle was over, they were getting back in the helicopter. That's when the crash took place.
Or what happened then after the crash took place as far as the battle was concerned?
Well, again, because this battlefield is very asymmetric, and it's an enemy that literally puts its weapon down and picks it up as it goes, it became then a recovery mission to try to recover as many people as possible. We are still there controlling that area because the worst thing we'd want to have that is to be some kind of propaganda move for the Taliban forces that were there if they took pictures or things like that. So we're going to recover every single piece of data that we can from that crash site.
But the Taliban forces are they are gone. Then after the attack, they escaped or vanished or whatever.
What they do is they just melt back into the society. They melt back into the civilian world. It's not a kind of a traditional fight where they're in a uniform. We can tell who they are. It's a clear boundary. It's literally they put their weapon down and go back to their village. Or so it's a very, very difficult fight that we're doing right now, the counterinsurgency mission. So it remains to be seen. There still could be counterattacks. There still could be further attacks in that part of the world.
Here's host Outlaw Dave talking about the crash in Afghanistan. He wants to know why we're still there, and I want to know that too, don't you?
We have captured and killed Osama bin Laden. And I believe that we also got the number 2, the number 3, the number 5, and the number 6 in the deck of cards, right? I think we got them. So off the top, my question is, why are we still in Afghanistan? Why? If our mission was to disrupt Al-Qaeda and capture Osama bin Laden, dead or alive, and we have accomplished that, then why are we still in Afghanistan? I mean, and I'm not saying that because my brother-in-law is about to have to go back, but it is a question that is on the forefront of our minds. Please don't say nation building. Please don't say nation building. Please don't say nation building. Why do you think that we're still in Afghanistan? Now, the other thing that seems to have weighed on my mind over the course of the weekend, and maybe this is just me, this Chinook helicopter is shot down, allegedly, I guess, by an RPG, rocket-propelled grenade, maybe some small arms fire. I don't know how that worked. 38 people killed. It was 22 members of the elite U.S. Navy SEALs. Now, this is what catches me off guard. Why did we declare who was in the helicopter when it was so quickly? Now, that's the first thing I heard. Oh, they shot down. First I heard that they'd shot down SEAL Team 6. They got SEAL Team 6. Well, wait, turns out it wasn't the guys actually from SEAL Team 6. Well, they are from SEAL Team. It wasn't the ones that were part of the Osama operation, the Geronimo operation, to get crankshaft. So was I the only one bothered when we told the world, and I guess the enemy, hey, you got the good, man, you got some of the best of our guys. Why would we be so quick to tell them that? Why would we be so quick to pat them on the back?
Find out more about all of these items. The three of them are covered countdown boxes in the first page, if you will, the homepage at DougStephan.com.